The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled: the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord. How many of you are afraid of the dark? All right, someone's brave enough to admit it. Okay. I was afraid of the dark when I was a kid too. Still am sometimes. I like lights. But do you remember a time when the dark was scary? Maybe at some point in your life. Darkness brings so many thoughts and emotions. It can bring fear and doubt, feeling lost, lack of confidence, a struggle to trust. But what does a little bit of light do in that darkness? Even the smallest bit of light can give us direction. It can show us what is happening all around us. It tells us there is hope. The light of Jesus always defeats the darkness of evil. This is the reason Jesus has come into the world, to dispel the darkness and doubt that come from sin. This is why we proclaim our belief in the Son of God. He is true God. He is light in the world. Jesus is with you to save you. He forgives us and he loves us. In this gospel today, Jesus actually quotes from Isaiah 8, which is our first reading today. So it's nice when the church actually syncs things up and connects things for us. It helps us because we're able to hear the gospel better, connected to the readings, but also it can help us in our prayer. Jesus quotes, "The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen." In a book titled Healing Through the Mass, the author and priest Father de Grandis, he wrote about a story involving NASA and experiments that NASA was doing at one point to understand better the energy levels of the human body. And so NASA, and maybe you've read this or heard this story, but they at one point developed a camera that could show how the human body somehow always had this aura of energy around it. So whenever they would use this camera to look at the human body, they would see this sort of energy field or aura around the body, particularly when the person was alive. And so they thought, well, let's do some experiments and observations of people in a hospital, particularly those who are close to death. And so they set up a camera in a hospital with the permission of people, but I don't think they did this in secret, but they wanted to have these observations. The camera showed that when someone was dying, that aura of energy around the body would actually go thinner and thinner until when the person died, it was gone. So one day, these NASA scientists were doing their observations, and they noticed that a person who was, there was a person who was sick and close to death. They were making their observations, and someone came into the hospital room. What was strange about this particular person that came into the room, from the camera image, when they were looking at the camera, they observed that from the pocket of the person who came into the room, there was this bright light coming from either their pocket on their pants or their shirt. There was a strange light coming from the person that came in the room. The scientists observed this, and they kind of freaked out. They were like, what is going on in that room? Then this person apparently reached into their pocket and took out the thing that was causing the light. And out of nowhere, the room, at least from the camera view, the entire room filled with light. You couldn't see anything but a brightness. And so they ran into the room, the scientists. They wanted to know what was happening. And they were surprised when they entered the room. Did any of you know what was going on? Maybe you've heard this story, you can guess. There was a priest in there, and he brought the Eucharist. The light was coming from the Eucharist, and the scientists couldn't figure it out. There they found the priest giving this person their last Holy Communion. The light was coming from the sacrament of the Lord. Now we can doubt, we can question, we can look all around and try and find other explanations of the truth, but it will never be as truthful or as good or as beautiful as the gospel and the teachings of Jesus. The truth is, in the end, we all come to Jesus. We come to the light. Jesus, his church, the sacraments, the revelation of Jesus Christ to the world, the teachings of our Catholic faith, the consistent message of life, our service to the world, to the vulnerable, to the poor, to the unborn, to the dying, and the witness, the quiet witness, but powerful, silent prayers of so many kneeling before Jesus in the Eucharist around the world. People in prayer, communicating to the Lord, with the Lord. For over 2,000 years, Jesus has been showing us that he is the light, and there is no other. He is the gospel truth. He is the one who has come into the world. He is the Messiah. Repent, believe, and follow. If you are a true disciple of Jesus, then you have a mandate. You have a mandate. This is an order from the Lord. Go and be light in the world. Proclaim this to others. Repent from your sins. Believe in the gospel. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus, and you will never be in the dark again. With Jesus, there is no reason to be afraid. With him, there is no darkness, only light. With Jesus, you can lose, or we can lose our way at times, but we always see the way back to the light. With Jesus, there is always hope. Hope for eternal life with God. Repent of your sins. Come back to confession if you've been away for a long time. Believe in the gospel. Find a way to read some of your Bible every day. Follow Jesus. The world will easily persuade you to follow other people, places, and things. Be careful that your stuff doesn't replace Jesus and his love for you. Be careful and listen to the Lord in prayer. What is really keeping you or any of us from at least 30 minutes of prayer every day? What really is keeping us from that? Your kids? Your job? Your busyness? Your schoolwork? Your show on Netflix? Your game that you have to finish? All of it, worthless excuses. That's not true. Kids aren't. But we can find the time to turn to Jesus every day. The Lord desires it. He's inviting you into the light that saves us. We must spend time with Jesus. We pray today then, Lord, let your light shine in me brightly. Help me to turn to you with my whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. Jesus, we trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.